After you're done with this week's Survivor exit interview, why don't you try out an audiobook from Audible for free when you sign up for a 30-day trial? Go to audible.com/robpodcast or text robpodcast to 500-500. That's a free audiobook with your 30-day trial of Audible at audible.com/robpodcast. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here with this week's Survivor exit interview. And today we're going to be talking with a woman who ended up being the first casualty of the Survivor swap here on Survivor Ghost Island. And that would be Morgan Rickey. We're going to talk to her about her experience and everything that went on, how they arrived at what they were going to do at that tribal council, which could have potentially been a 4-4 tie and ultimately ended up being her being the one voted out. Then Megan Z will be back for a rematch on This Week in Survivor History. On the Survivor Know-It-Alls last night, Steven and I got into everything. Looking forward to talking with Zeke later on this afternoon and getting further into it. You know, there's a lot to process in the episode, and then doing the Know-It-Alls so quickly after the fact, it really was a lot to absorb. But I feel like I'm in a better place to be able to talk about all of the moving parts than I was coming into the Know-It-Alls last night. So looking forward to talking with Zeke after my rewatch of the episode. That'll be later on today. Of course, we'll have Simone Wynn on the voicemail. So get your voicemails in for that show here in the next couple of days. robpizzlewebsite.com/voicemail or 323-282-RHAP. All right. We have Morgan on the line. Let's go ahead and patch her in. And then before we patch Morgan in, this is Rob from the future. I just need to issue a warning that Morgan is either on a phone that is not the best phone ever, or maybe does not have the greatest cell phone service provider of all time. But there are definitely some moments in this interview that are going to be hard to understand what she's saying. But without further interruption, here is that conversation with Morgan. Morgan, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, hanging in there, Morgan. Very sad to see what happened last night go down, but it was a very exciting night on the show.
It was. It was exciting. It sucked. But at least it's
meant
for good television.
Yes. So, Morgan, a lot of people saw you in the preseason, had very high hopes for you, and I don't think anybody expected you to be out so quickly. We had this tribe swap last night. So, I guess my first question is, why were you and Dominic and Wendell so quick to throw Angela to the wolves?
We just never really trusted Angela from the beginning of the game. She wasn't in our original alliance of Dom, Wendell, Kellen Bradley, and myself. We knew she was Chris's right-hand man. We knew Chris was gunning for Dominic. And she just wasn't a very open person. You would ask her questions and try to get to know her. And her answers came across harsh, or she just wouldn't answer them. She would just be like, I don't want to talk about that. Well, I don't want to talk about that. Well, she didn't want to talk about her family because they're divorced. She didn't want to go to the military, which I get. But it was just hard to get to know her. And she just didn't seem like a very physical threat. So we're like, keep our tribes trying to get out Angela from the very beginning. And then we just never really trusted her, ever. That's okay. Really what it was.
Morgan, I want to talk about Libby because you guys made a bond. You said us Catholic girls need to stick together. It seemed like that you were very fond of Libby. And then we see when you get voted out, you said, hey, everybody, don't trust the cute blonde girl. After watching the episode last night, do you feel like that Libby did enough to try to keep you safe from the vote?
I mean, you see her saying she doesn't want to vote out Morgan, she doesn't want to vote out Morgan, but she didn't have to vote me out. So, no, she could have definitely done more. She didn't have to vote me out. But I give her props. Same respect to Dame. And you can see how hard of a decision that was for her and how our bond was real. The relationship we formed, everything I thought we had, we did. So it was kind of nice to almost see how difficult that was for her. It wasn't like she was this amazing actress that just threw me over and I like, was like, where the hell did that come from? Oh, we were never actually friends. A lot of people are giving James and Laurel props to them. Their idea, but I really give the credit to Libby because she made the ultimate move of kind of blindsiding me. For James and Laurel and Jonathan, it was an easy kind of vote, I guess you could say, but Libby and I had a super, super strong bond. So, but I respect her for it.
Talk to me about Dominic and his idols and what you knew when. So did you know that Dominic had any immunity idol at that point in the game?
I did not know 100% that he had one. I honestly didn't ask. I knew he was going on about this fake idol snap, and that is ultimately kind of what hurt me. He didn't mean for it to, but the Malolo, when they came over to our tribe, he showed them the idol. They thought it was real because he was originally on the choppy block. And they're like, crap, Dom has his idol. I don't have either go for Wendell or Morgan. Now that I've had, you know, 7-8 months to talk to everyone, they wanted to vote me out because they felt like I was kind of the glue that was holding everyone together. They saw how quickly I was able to form these bonds and relationships with people in my social game was so strong that they felt like when Chris came back from Ghost Island, that if Angel was gone, that I would be able to repair that bond in the BD tribe and we would stay in BD strong. So I guess they voted me out because they felt like I was really good at the game. So I guess at least I'm not the person that sat around and did nothing and they're like, she's useless.
Mm-hmm. Was there anybody else besides Dominic that you considered giving the legacy advantage to?
Yes. I had a great relationship with both of them. I love them both. I just felt like my connection with Dom was a little stronger. You were always up at night talking to the stars. We would talk strangely. We would talk family. We were the two that kept the fire going all the time. So I couldn't sleep because I could see a hole and the fire wasn't going. So I just felt like my connection with him was a little bit stronger. I wanted to be the amber to his, like, toxic rock. And that's kind of the thing we had going on at that point today.
Yeah, strong connections always are important. Let me find out, what would have happened if Chris didn't go to Ghost Island?
Oh, man. If Chris didn't go to Ghost Island, well, it obviously depends on who would have won, which is pretty much a game of, like, fate and chance, and you're playing to the survivor gods, and Chris and Angela probably would have targeted Dom, but especially if you can trust her and you know exactly what she's going to do. So it would have been really interesting because Chris definitely wanted Dom out. Dom knew Chris was gunning for him. So I guess on that side of it, I probably would have been safe, but I don't know. It's really hard to tell because it depends on if Angela goes silent, if Wendell goes silent, like what we would have had it done with a Malolo person at Ghost Island, we could maybe stay strong, but I think it would have been challenging for us to stay strong. I think everyone was trying to beat each other up and Navidi thought of it.
What about at the original Navidi tribe? If you guys had gone to tribal council in the first 6 days out of the game, is there a consensus of who would have gone home in that scenario?
Oh, hell no. It was 5 versus 1.
So who were the 5?
Kellen Bradley and Dom, Wendell, Kellen Bradley, myself, and then the other 5, which was Chris, Desiree, Angela, Chelsea, and Sebastian. We felt like we could maybe sway Chelsea or Sebastian, but honestly, I don't know what would have happened. It was a strong 5, but basically, it was a strong 5.
What was the difference between the 2 sets of 5? It was just over the Chris and Dominic battle?
Yes, for the most part. Obviously, Chris wanted to be able to from the minute Dom disagreed with him pulling the lever at the very, very first challenge. And then my 5 wanted Angela out. We just felt like she was weak and we couldn't really trust her. Sebastian wanted Dominic to go home when they're kind of like, hold up here, man. And that's kind of how we all felt. We're like, hold up here. Like, Dom's a strong guy. He's a smart guy. We want to keep him around. So, honestly, it kind of happened because Angela went off on one of their talks together and they left five of us there. And so we're like, hey, us five, great, perfect. Don't leave five people alone at camp. That's kind of stupid. And they did, so that's how it was formed.
And what was it like living with Chris in the early days of Naviti?
I didn't know Chris, but I get how he got me for the wrong way. I mean, one of the first comments out of his mouth was, I love the camera and the camera loves me. He's a cocky guy. He rubbed me the wrong way. I think it's funny. I know he means you mean it. He would give his feelings. That's just his one-liner. That's just how he is. But the sense of cocky is an understatement. I mean, this guy is above and beyond on his confidence level. I give you the model. But, yeah, he's cocky.
Well, Morgan, very sad to see you go at this early stage in the game, but all the best to you, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care, Morgan. Bye. All right, everybody. There you have it. Morgan Rickey on the exit interview. From what we were able to hear, sounds like she was very, very nice. It was seemingly some problems with her phone line. I would be hard pressed to think of another survivor in all of the other exit interviews that I've done over the years that I've had as much difficulty trying to hear them on their phone line calling into the show. So I do apologize for that. But Morgan seems like a very nice person and definitely got dealt a bad hand. All right. But we are going to switch gears now and bring in the host of our This Week in Survivor History segment for a rematch that everybody's been waiting for all week long. A man who always sounds great, Jordan Kalish.
Yes, Rob. I have overtimes, double overtimes, triple overtimes. I have a bag of rocks right next to me. And just in case, I don't think we're going to have a tie this week.
I hope we don't have to go to rocks. So let's bring in the woman who, just spoiler alert, in case you didn't listen to last week's exit interview yet. We ended up going to, what was it, a 9-9 tie?
Yes, 9-9.
9-9 tie. Please welcome in the great Megan Z.
Hello, I'm stuck on Twitch Island and desperately trying to get off.
Trying to vote yourself off.
Yes.
Megan, is it true that you're going to throw the This Week in Survivor History quiz so you don't have to come back next week?
Only if I lose, that's what I'll say.
Okay, that's what we'll go with. So very excited about all of that. So a couple quick things to say up front before we get back into the quiz. So Jordan, that so many people have been asking for months and months, how do I get into the This Week in Survivor History quiz? We never had a great answer other than just to sort of buddy up to Jordan Kalish and have the old payola, take him out for drinks and a dinner. And maybe that's what you did, right, Megan?
Yeah, I got him a nice Omaha steak.
Yes. 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 And so people have said, how can I get into this? I got all the answers right. Well, we have an opportunity for you because here in the month of March, we are really trying to remind people to get out there and leave ratings and reviews for Rob as a Podcast. So go to robasawebsite.com/iTunes. You could leave us a rating and a review, hopefully a favorable one that we appreciate that. But leave us a review on iTunes, not just a star rating, but a review. And tell us why you should be in the This Week in Survivor History quiz, and everybody that goes ahead and does that, we will go ahead and put those names randomly, and we will pick somebody out who will take me on in the This Week in Survivor History quiz this April.
Yes, and you're ineligible if it's a negative review.
Yes, yes. Well, look, be an honest review. It can be critical, but you know, it's got to be honest. That's what we're asking for.
All right, not critical of me though. It could be critical of Rob, not me.
Okay, well, we said honest, Jordan, so. Come on. All right. So This Week in Survivor History is sponsored by our friends over at swap.com. Jordan, how fortuitous that on a week where we get the Survivor Swap, we're talking about swap.com.
Yeah, that's nuts. That's crazy.
That is crazy. You know what else is crazy? How much people spend on brand new designer clothes? Because with swap.com, you can get a major discount on gently used or new clothes with tags on them at swap.com. Over 2 million unique items to shop. Swap.com is the largest online consignment and thrift store for men, women, and children. Between 6 to 10,000 new items are added daily. That's like Ghost Island, right, Megan?
That is. I think there's going to be 10,000 advantages this season.
Yes. And it's swap.com. They've got hundreds of thousands of items for men, women, and children. Still new with tags, which means they've never been worn and still have the tags on. They've got 10,000 beloved brands the whole family can enjoy, including the Gap, Calvin Klein, Zara, J. Crew, 7 for All Mankind, and many more. And they offer shoppers the best prices, up to 80 to 90% off retail average on popular brands without sacrificing quality or style. If you have kids, they grow out of these clothes so fast. It's a great way to save money on clothes for kids. You'll stretch your dollar a lot further without sacrificing quality or style. Stop driving to the store and sifting through all these racks when you can shop at home with swap.com. And if something doesn't fit, enjoy hassle-free returns with 30 days, no question asked. Swap.com makes it simple and seamless to shop online. Use their filters and sort by price, brand, and condition to see what you need quickly. Get 40% off site-wide on your first order. Go to swap.com. Use promo code RHAP40. That's 40% off site-wide for your first order using promo code RHAP40. This goes through March 31st, much like that iTunes contest. Go to swap.com today. Some item exclusions may apply. Okay, Jordan, can you tell us about what we're going to be talking about today?
All right. So this is mainly for the listeners at this point. I think that you and Megan probably know the rules. But I am going to ask probably, yeah. I'm going to ask each of you two multiple choice questions. If you get it correct, you get a point. If you get it without hearing the multiple choice options, you get 2 points. We are then going to go to a final question in which both of you are able to earn points. And then if we're tied, which we probably will be, we're going to go to a tiebreaker and then a double tiebreaker and then all the contingencies I have planned after that, ending in the hand on a hard idle challenge that'll last a few hours.
Okay. So what are our four categories for today?
All right. Our categories are My Stuff, Coach AF, The Actual Greatest Tribe of All Time, and Get in My Belly.
Who goes first?
Megan, as the guest, will go first.
Ah, thank you. I will go with My Stuff.
My Stuff. So as you may have guessed, we are going to go to Survivor Palau. The episode is called Sumo at Sea, March 10th, 2005, 13 years ago this coming Saturday. We all know that Oolong chose the great James Miller to be its leader during the Home Depot shelter building challenge. Who did Karor choose? Yes, exactly. Who did Karor choose to be its leader?
I believe they chose Ian.
Did they choose Ian? Yes, they did. You get 2 points. The streak continues. Neither of you have gotten a question wrong since last season. So nice job. And you have a 2-0 lead. Rob, it is your turn to choose a category. I was really hoping to go to the multiple choice there. Wanda Shirk was one of the joke options.
Yes. Okay. No joking about Wanda, please, Jordan. Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's just a joke.
So I will go with, just because I want to say, Get in My Belly.
All right, Get in My Belly, and we're going to go to Survivor Fiji from the
episode.
Somebody
didn't eat a baby, did they?
No, nobody ate a baby, I don't think. Love many, trust few, do wrong to none, from March 8th, 2007, 11 years ago today. Who claims that the only sumo they've ever watched is Fat Bastard from Austin Powers, and therefore was bad at the Sumo at Sea Challenge?
I'm going to need to hear the choices on this. Fiji is not necessarily my strongest season.
All right. Yeah, a season that maybe gets lost in the shuffle, but it does have some fun characters. Was it A, Rita Vareos, B, Michelle Yee, C, Rocky Reed, D, Lisi Linares? And her tidy whities.
I don't envy you at all.
Megan, you know this one? You're sitting on the right answer?
No, I don't.
You got lured in by the fun category name.
Yeah. I will go with Lisi Linares just because I don't know if Rocky is so up on movie trivia, and I don't know about Rita or Michelle Yee, but I feel like that I could see maybe Lisi Linares quoting one of the Austin Powers trilogy.
Well, little boy, Michelle Yee and Rocky Reed may not have been up on their movie trivia, but Rita Vareos was. She was the correct answer to this question. She was really bad at the Sumo at Sea Challenge, and she actually calls him Fat Bastard, which is a weird way to say
it. So maybe she doesn't know so much about it.
So maybe she isn't the biggest Austin Powers fan in the world. So you don't get any points on that question. Megan, you have a 2-0 lead. And the chance of a tie is still there, but it's dwindling. So, Megan, choose your next category.
Okay, I'll just try to possibly stick here with Palau and do the actual greatest tribe of all time.
Okay, the actual greatest tribe of all time. So the Karora tribe is probably the actual greatest tribe of all time, but I was going more for TV here. This is from Heroes versus Villains. Tonight we make our move from March 4th, 2010, 8 years ago last Sunday. The greatest tribe of all time. So after the entire villains tribe reads the clue to the hidden immunity idol, who suggested that they should find it and throw it in the ocean?
I know. So after the, did you say after the villains tribe? Okay.
This is the villains tribe. Yes.
So
they find, so after they find the clue.
After they find the clue, it's either Sandra or is it BR? I'm just going to take a guess and say it's Sandra.
And that was a great guess. The queen did say that she did want to find that thing and throw it in the idol. And they made a point of saying whoever goes and looks for it is a marked man. So Russell would, of course, go look for it. But they weren't able to get him out. So you have 4 points. You have a commanding 4-0 lead. Rob, there is one category left, and that is Coach AF. And this is also, we're going to stick in the same Heroes versus Villains episode. Mm-hmm. When the villains tribe got back to camp after the Randy vote, Coach broke down in tears after being called out by Sandra at tribe. His buddy Tyson gives him 3 pieces of advice in order to better fit in with the tribe. What are 2 of these pieces of advice? So you just need to get 2 out of 3.
Right. I could not give you 2 of them without the multiple choice.
Okay, so here we go. A, stop quoting historical figures and don't wear feathers in your hair. Mm-hmm. B, stop quoting historical figures and stop nicknaming people. C, do your Tai Chi in private and don't wear feathers in your hair. Or D, do your Tai Chi in private and stop nicknaming people.
I would say it's C, do Tai Chi in private and stop putting feathers in your hair.
Rob, that is a very nice job. That is correct. It is a 4-2 game. The third piece of advice that he gave him was stop telling stories. So you you got 2 that were correct, and you get, sorry, I think I just made one of those classic Kalish mistakes there. I think I said 4-2. It was actually 4-1.
Because no, I think you had it right.
No, I didn't.
That's why I didn't stop you. I thought you had it.
Yeah, I'm sure. But it is 4-1. Megan has not heard her multiple choice options. You got the first one wrong, and you heard it for the second. So I'm pretty sure based on the scoring
but
system
I got
that
two things. I had to answer 2 things in my question.
It's the same question, Rob. It's one question. You just have to get them both. If I made it 1, it would have been too easy. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go to the final question. The good news is, Rob, since you are trailing, you get to go first here. Actually, I don't know if that's a good thing, but you do get to go first. So what I am going to
congratulations.
Do.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask you a couple questions from various seasons of Survivor. There are 4 of them. If you get it, you're going to alternate guessing until one of you gets it wrong. If you get it wrong, you lose the right to earn any more points on this question. So you could actually earn up to 3 points here, which means Rob could tie the game if he gets 3 right and Megan doesn't get any right. So I am going to ask you some questions, and I'm going to give you the correct answer is going to be between 2 Survivor contestants from that season. You have to give me the right one. So Rob, give me a random number, 1, 2, 3, or 4.
How about 4?
All right, so we're going to go to your favorite season, Survivor Fiji.
Okay.
While distracting the rest of the tribe.
This one might not be in the cards for me, Megan.
We'll see.
If they're all Fiji questions, it's not in the cards for anybody.
I will tell you that they are not all Fiji questions. And there have been some big comebacks on this game, so you never know. While distracting the rest of the tribe so Yao Man could look for the idol, who does Earl hike up a hill with to admire the Fijian landscape? Was it Michelle Yee or Anthony Robinson?
Just what's the theme of this game? This is just with like random questions, this or
that. These are questions that I could have turned into multiple choice questions, but I didn't, and I put them into the final question.
Okay. These are basically the scraps of the first part of the game.
Okay.
That is correct. Yes. Michelle Yee or Anthony Robinson.
Okay. So I will say Anthony Robinson.
Anthony Robinson is correct. You have a 4-2 lead, Megan. Megan, choose a number, 1, 2, or 3.
I'll take number 1.
Number 1. And this is the other Fiji one. We're done. I promise we're done. We're done with Fiji after this. After chastising
I'm doing
dreams,
the Meke.
After chastising dreams for incorrectly making coffee, who gives the Moto tribe step-by-step instructions for how to use a French press? Was it Lisi Linares or Stacey Kimball?
Does Lisi know how to use a French press? That's French press sounds like something that would be in Tidy Whitey's. I will go with Stacy.
Stacy Kimball is correct. I like to call these the SK rules. You boil the water, you put the coffee on the bottom, pour the boiling water on top, let it sit for 3 minutes, you press it down, and then you have coffee. So you get a point. You are winning.
Who do you say that to?
I've started saying that today when I wrote the question.
You know what I say? Open the Keurig, put the pot in, close the Keurig.
MZ rules. Yeah.
What I do. That's what I do too every morning. I'm not so fancy. But Rob, it is your turn.
Well, haven't I been mathematically eliminated?
You have been, but the players at home still want to answer the last two questions. Well,
what you keep go? We keep going even after.
Yeah. Why not? I knew.
I don't know. Maybe people have things to do today.
Well, let's see.
All right, everybody who's listening at 1X, bump it up to 2X. We're going to roll through the rest of the 2X.
We're going
for if you're a Taran,
we're playing
if you're
out
2X,
the string.
Bump it up to 3X.
Okay.
Yeah, so two or three.
Okay, how about three?
All right, Survivor All-Stars. You were on this season at some point. So who was kidnapped by the Tapira tribe, sparing her from going to the tribal council in which Colby was voted out? Was it Sheehan or Kathy?
Kathy.
It was Kathy. So it is 5-3. Megan, the final question goes to you. Right after losing, and this is from Survivor Koh Rang.
Did we always do this?
There's always a different version of we've done it before. It's not the only time. You haven't always caught it, but we've
I feel like I'm not really strong on Koh Rang, so perhaps I just should say I don't want to answer this, so I have a perfect game.
Do you want to give the question to Rob? You're either going to win 5-3 or 5-4 anyway.
Yeah, sure. I'll give the question to Rob.
Thank you.
Okay, Rob, let's see if you can get this one right. Survivor Koh Rang, after losing the immunity challenge, who tells Probst that Alicia has a 0% chance to stay in the game? Is it Scott Pollard or Kyle Jason?
Oh.
Boy. I'll say Kyle Jason.
It was not Kyle Jason. It was Scott Pollard. So, Megan,
smart move,
congratulations.
Megan.
This is your first official win on the This Week in Survivor History quiz.
Wow, I'm elated. Thank you so much for this opportunity. Yes.
And we have freed you. Your spirit is freed. You are off Twitch Island. You may go and you may hang out with all your other former This Week in Survivor History winners.
And so very exciting news, Megan. As a winner of This Week in Survivor History this season, you will be receiving one of the highly coveted Kalish Kangaroo hats that we have.
Yes. Yes.
Good. Signed by Jordan Kalish. That'll be good for the softball tournament against the Wombats.
Yes. So that's very exciting.
Excellent. I've been waiting for that my whole life.
They're very rare. They go for a lot of money on eBay.
Okay. All right, Megan, it's always a pleasure to hear from you, except when we're talking about Survivor Fiji. Okay. Follow Megan on Twitter. She is at Meg Wants to Know. Megan, anything else you want to talk about?
No, thank you so much. I'm just going to go right now and start making a lot of bots, writing a lot of iTunes reviews so I can make my way back on the show.
Okay, great. Megan, can I just talk to you real quick about something I saw during Survivor, and I don't have anybody else to talk about this take with, but the Nespresso commercials with George Clooney are so terrible. I don't know. Like, forget the SK rules in terms of making coffee. Is anybody watching these commercials and understanding anything that's going on with coffee? And why the George Clooney, that one of the Baldwin brothers, is that like, who's calling him? Daniel Baldwin? So somebody calls him up on the phone and then he says, I have coffee and you don't. And George Clooney, then it's like, now it's raining and the rain is following him. Then he's in the car with Burt Reynolds. Then he's in the car with Fozzie Bear, a.k.a. Jacob Derwin. And he's trying to drive to get coffee. And then Daniel Baldwin is like, I don't even know if it's Daniel Baldwin. I think it's a Baldwin. And they say
it's like a Wiggler dream on Ghost Island.
It really is. It's like some sort of a fever dream of George Clooney getting the coffee. Have you seen this commercial, Megan?
I haven't. The only Nespresso commercial I've seen is the Danny DeVito one. And I was going to say, well, it must be successful if they've been playing it for like six years straight
now. That's with George Clooney also. And it's like, it's a George Clooney with different people. And like, it's like, well, somebody just give George Clooney a cup of coffee that he's like, and Danny DeVito is like, hey, I got coffee. What, you want any of this coffee? And George Clooney is like dying for an espresso.
Do you believe that George Clooney uses a Nespresso? I think he lives in Italy, doesn't he?
He uses a French press.
He lives by the SK rules.
Yeah, what do you think of that, Dees?
Yeah, I think he probably does. Maybe he hangs out with Stacey Kimball and drinks coffee with her every morning.
Probably. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
I did not. I think it sounds somewhat familiar. I don't really watch commercials all that much because I watch most things on DVR.
I got to watch this live feed of Survivor on Thursday nights or Wednesday nights, and I'm sitting there and I got to watch these commercials.
Is this your Cincinnati feed
East Coast
again?
Yeah, my only in Cincinnati. Okay.
Actually, the last winner of a contest who went on Twitch was from Cincinnati, so I guess it all comes back.
All comes full circle. All right. Megan, thank you for being so patient with my George Clooney story.
No, it was fantastic. I'll remember it for years.
We're still on the podcast right now?
Wait. You want me to cut this out?
I thought this was post-production. No. I mean, you don't have to. I thought this was post-production.
Yeah.
You didn't want to answer two extra questions. And now we're talking about George Clooney on a commercial.
I thought that might be interesting.
Jordan, do you have any commercials that are bothering you? I think we're just going to start a new segment here of Twitch, which is what commercials were on your local
worst
area
commercial of the
you.
Night. Yeah.
What's a computer definitely bothered me, but I haven't seen that one in a while.
Okay. All right. So follow Jordan Kalish on Twitter at Jordan Kalish. And if you want your chance to be right here with Dees Goulish in This Week in Survivor History, go to iTunes, leave us a rating and review. Make sure you have it has a comment there. Rob has a website.com/iTunes.
Yeah. Come join me in the winner circle. We have snacks.
Whoa. And coffee.
I keep talking about the SK rules that you might not get anyone to review the podcast.
Okay. All right. And Fodbastard need not apply. Okay.
No.
All right, thanks, guys, so much. Bye.
Bye.
All right, everybody. There you have it. This Week in Survivor History. So congratulations to Megan Z on the coveted title of This Week in Survivor History champ for the week. We have got a lot to do today. I've got Zeke Smith coming here into the studio around 1 o'clock my time. So I'm going to get to that. We should have that podcast posted for you sometime later tonight on Thursday. So at the very least, you definitely will have it for Friday morning. We'll get into the feedback show over the weekend with Simone Wynn. Get your feedback questions in. Go to robhaswebsite.com/voicemail or 323-282-RHAP. You could also email me as well, survivor@robiswebsite.com. And of course, the Wiggle Room is back on Monday, and that means another wand off is coming. So get your submissions into us by Monday morning. Wiggle Room@robhasawebsite.com. Apologize again about the difficulties hearing Morgan on the podcast today. We always strive to bring you the very best sounding show we can whenever possible. So I apologize again about that. Of course, Big Brother Canada 6 coverage is coming as well. Brent and Taryn and Melissa had a recap of the premiere with a recap of the first eviction coming as well on Thursday. And hopefully some exciting news about our own Kirsten McInnes as she tries to get into the Big Brother house. We should find out on the vote come Thursday night. So hope you're doing great. Have a great Thursday. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.